You can't be right with God and be jealous of another person. Absolutely cannot be.
Jealousy is a dangerous emotion. It breeds conflict. It incites anger and bitterness. It promotes emotional and physical hostility. And God knows all about these devastating consequences of jealousy. That's why, in one of the Ten Commandments, He said, "You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, or his manservant or maidservant, his ox or donkey, or anything that belongs to your neighbor." When we desire what others have, we invite misery on ourselves. This is In Touch, the teaching ministry of Charles Stanley. Perhaps you know that you are jealous, but don't really know how to find release from those strong feelings. Well, today, Dr. Stanley continues his series on winning over life struggles by explaining how to be free from the struggle with jealousy. Listen.
Now, probably jealousy is sort of like greed. It's one of those things that we're sort of embarrassed to confess that we're jealous of someone or that we're greedy about something. And yet it is an emotion that many people struggle with, oftentimes years and years and years, and causes great pain and heartache in their life. How do we win our struggle over jealousy? So I want you to turn to a very classic passage that has to do with jealousy. It is found in 1 Samuel chapter 18, and it is the story of David and Saul and their relationship with each other. Well, remember that David has killed Goliath the giant, and the scripture says as a result, beginning in verse 5 of 1 Samuel 18, that David went out wherever Saul sent him and prospered, and Saul set him over the men of war, and it was pleasing in the sight of all the people, and also in the sight of Saul's servants. And it happened as they were coming, when David returned from killing the Philistine, that the women came out of all the cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul, with tambourines, with joy, and with musical instruments. And the women sang as they played and said, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his 10,000s. That was a big mistake. Then Saul became very angry, for this saying displeased him, and he said, "They have ascribed to David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed thousands. Now what more can he have but the kingdom?" And Saul looked at David with suspicion from that day on. Now, when you and I begin to examine what jealousy is all about, the worst thing we have to deal with is the consequences. What happens when you and I allow feelings of selfishness and pride, when we allow these feelings to get a hold of us, that our desires become uncontrollable? We can't handle them. We either want what someone else has, or we want something else as good, as big, as expensive. Whatever it may be, what happens to people when these desires get out of control? Now, as we said before, He says, "Delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart." He says, "The Lord will fulfill the desires of those who fear Him." Now, in the scripture in the Bible talks about fearing God, what He's referring to is He's referring to obeying Him. To fear God is to be obedient to God. So God is more than willing to bless. He is more than willing to give us what we need. He delights in blessing us. He delights in blessing us abundantly. He doesn't want to keep anything from us. It's His joy and delight to give us the things that we need and many of the things that we desire. Listen, He says, devote yourself to the Lord. Delight yourself to the Lord. Love the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. So God is pleased in blessing us. Then why should I be jealous of someone else if God is willing to bless me? What I should ask if I don't have what I need, if I don't have what I want in life, I should ask myself the question, Lord, in the light of what you said that you would give me the desires of my heart, that it blesses you to do that. Then what is there not wrong with the other person, but God, what's going on in my life that would cause you, hinder you in some fashion, not to give me what I want? Not to give me what I desire in life. What is it? Not in someone else's life, not in somebody else's circumstances, not my environment, not what's going on around me, but God, what is it going on inside of me that is causing you, that's hindering you from being able to pour out your blessing in great abundance like you desire to? That's the question. Not what's wrong with someone else, but Lord, what's going on inside of me that would in some way hinder that? Well, the consequences are devastating in the life of a person who becomes jealous. And one of the first things I want us to look at here is this. When a person becomes jealous, their attitude gets all bent out of shape. wrong attitudes begin to be expressed in many, many different ways. If you work with someone who's jealous, you'll know it. If you go to school with someone who's jealous, you'll know it. If you serve God with someone who is jealous, you'll know it. It doesn't make a difference. Jealousy cannot be hidden very long. It is there. It will come out in their conversation. It will come out in their daily walk. It'll come out in their attitude. They're going to begin to express attitudes that are very evident that there is jealousy in the person's heart. So we said, first of all, one of the consequences is a wrong attitude. So examine your heart and ask yourself the question, are any of these feelings true in my life? Am I having these feelings toward anyone? Am I jealous of someone else's position, privileges, or their possessions? So, first of all, there is a wrong attitude. The second consequence is irrational behavior. Now, look what happens here. Irrational behavior. God knows that all of us have the potential of acting irrationally. And so what happens to King Saul, he becomes so irrational so quickly that here he is trying to kill young David, by the way, who is anointed as God's second king to follow Saul. Here he is acting so irrationally, the Bible says he's trying to pin him to the wall. God warns us of irrational behavior in a very specific way. Look, if you will, in Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs 6 and look, if you will, in verse 34. Notice this warning. He says in Proverbs 6:34, "For jealousy enrages a man, and he will not spare in the day of vengeance." Jealousy enrages a man. That is, it can become like fire in his or her bones. And that is, it will cause them to act in an irrational fashion. Jealousy is not only a sin, it is a dangerous sin. Jealousy can develop such rage that a person absolutely, totally loses control and they become a very, very destructive person in society. He says, don't be jealous of the evil ones. Don't be jealous of saints. Don't even let it be named among you. He says, it is the kind of behavior that doesn't fit who we are. God hates it. It is not only a sin, it is a dangerous sin. And so a little bit is dangerous. Listen, how much poison is dangerous? A little bit of poison is dangerous. And so when jealousy is allowed to go on and on and on, it is going to develop into irrational behavior. And all jealousy is not going to be the kind of irrational behavior that results in somebody else's death. But a person that can have irrational behavior, they can explode in their conversation with somebody and just absolutely bless them out, tell them off, and say all kinds of ugly things to them. What is it? It's their jealousy expressing its rage. It isn't the destructive kind of rage that would take someone else's life. It's just a different level of rage in a person's life. And so they just blow their stack and criticize people or just absolutely mow down verbally everybody around them. What is it? It's just coming out like a volcano exploding. So all rage doesn't mean that it is that destructive. It can express itself in seeing to it that a person is maligned in their character. They miss a raise, they miss a promotion, they miss a privilege in life. It expresses itself in all kinds of ways, but the truth is, it becomes a rage in a person's life. Not only does it express itself in irrational behavior, but also it is going to cause broken relationships. There's no way in the world to be jealous without breaking relationships. Now think about Saul for a moment. He had the most wonderful, wonderful privilege of developing a relationship with young David. What a tremendous team they could have been early in his life. What did he do? He allowed his jealousy to break that relationship. Not only that, he broke his own relationship with him, but he hindered his relationship with his son and David, because Jonathan and David became absolute wonderful friends, close, intimate friends, but they had to meet each other in some secret place, and Jonathan was always trying to tell David what to do and what not to do in order to save his life, because he knew his dad was trying to kill him. Not only that, but Saul destroyed his relationship with his own son. And one time, he was trying to kill him because of his love and devotion to young David. Look what jealousy did to this relationship. It destroyed his relationship with David, destroyed his relationship with his son. And so what happens is, when you and I are jealous, we are going to destroy our relationship with the person toward whom we are jealous. And oftentimes, because of our attitudes and our actions, we will hinder our relationships with other people. You cannot be jealous without it happening. And so if you look around, you see in people's homes, husbands and wives are jealous of each other. Brothers and sisters are jealous of each other. In business, people are jealous because somebody got a raise and they got a promotion. They got a privilege they didn't get. Somebody's jealous because someone's got newer clothes, better clothes, looking better, driving better, living better, this, that, gone places, you name it. It's jealousy, jealousy, jealousy. And when it gets out of control, it has its horrible, terrible consequences. Broken relationships, irrational behavior, attitudes that do not fit who we are. Now, the big question is, none of us would deny any of that because we know it's true. How do we deal with it? How do you deal with this jealousy? A person says, well, what do I do when I have these feelings and they are so strong? They just absolutely dominate me. They captivate me. I go to bed thinking it. I wake up thinking about it. When I see this person, I get angry just seeing them. Well, imagine living that kind of life. Let me ask you a question. Who is the one who suffers most in a jealousy relationship? It is the person who is experiencing jealousy, not the person who is the object of that jealousy. Oftentimes, people who are jealous, the one about whom they're jealous, doesn't even know anything about it, not even aware of it. They don't even realize that people have these feelings about them. Now, more than likely, most people, somebody is jealous of about most anybody, somebody. And so you may think, well, nobody would ever be jealous of me. You don't know whether they are or not. Somebody may see something in you that they admire, that they covet, that they envy, and so they may be jealous of you. It may be jealousy over something that you wouldn't even consider necessarily a blessing from God, but they do. So I want to give you a brief list of things that I think might be helpful. And let me say, first of all, if you deny that you're jealous, this won't do you a bit of good. And you say, well, I used to be jealous. I'm not jealous anymore. Good. Then you don't have any of these feelings. But, you know, you can be jealous at 5, 25, 55, 75, or 100. It has nothing to do with age or environment. It has to do with a person's heart. Now, if you're going to deal with jealousy, one of the first things you have to do is this. You have to be willing to confess to God that you are jealous. Listen, name the person and name what you're jealous about. You say, well, now, Lord, I don't think right about so-and-so. Sometimes, no, that's not confessing jealousy. Confession says, God, yes, I am jealous. I'm jealous of so-and-so, and the reason I am is because they this or they that, or I didn't get this, or I haven't been there, whatever it may be. You first of all must name it. Name what it is you're jealous about. Name the person if you're jealous about somebody. Secondly, and this is extremely important, very important, recognize the fact that if you are jealous of a person, what you are saying is this: you object to God's blessing of that person and their life. So here's what happens. You have to recognize you're in conflict with what God is doing in another person's life. If you and I are jealous of someone else, what we're saying is we are in conflict with what God, some good fortune that God has sent into someone else's life. Now, you can rationalize it and say, well, they manipulated, they did this, they did that. No. If I'm jealous of someone else and their good fortune, then what I'm doing is I'm admitting that I'm in conflict in my thinking with what God is doing in someone else's life. What I'm saying is, God, I don't agree with what you're doing in that person's life. In fact, instead of giving it to them, God, why didn't you give it to me? Why did I get left out and you give it to them? Well, Lord, I deserve it a whole lot more. I've worked hard. I've done this. I've done that. And you've given it to them. You didn't give it to me. What you're doing is you're objecting to God's blessing in that person's life. Now, friend, that puts jealousy right down where you and I can reach it. It doesn't fit who we are. It does not help our relationship to God. You can't be right with God and be jealous of another person. Absolutely cannot be. It is an objection to the blessings and the work of God in that person's life. The third thing I would say that's so important here in dealing with this is this. Thank God for the way He's blessing another person. No, forget that. Forget it. How in the world am I going to thank God for blessing a person when I'm jealous of him? Listen, if I feel jealousy, how can I feel blessing? I didn't say anything about feeling it. Listen, you can pray for God to bless another person whether you feel it or not. If you only pray about the things you feel, then you're going to miss out on some of God's greatest blessings in your own life. I am to pray for God to bless that other person. You know what that does? That's just sort of like it's reaming out the jealousy in my own heart. I begin to pray for that person, God, that you'll bless them, that you'll honor them, that you'll bless their privileges, that you'll honor them in what they're doing. And God, that you would grant them the desires of their heart as they walk in your will. I'm here to tell you, you cannot pray for God to bless another person long without losing your feelings of discomfort when you see that they are being blessed. God will remove the spirit of jealousy. It is a spirit. It's a spirit that comes straight from the devil. It's part of our old fleshly nature. And so we pray for God to bless the other person. The fourth thing I do is this, to pray, God, place a love in my heart for the other person. I don't feel love for them, God. In fact, I don't even like them. In fact, God, I don't even want to see them. Get them out of my sight. But God, I want you to place a love in my heart. I want you to change what I feel so, God, that what you feel about them is what I feel. Now, I go back again to say, you may pray that and you think, I don't feel that. God, you're not answering my prayer. Yes, He is. I don't feel God's doing anything. Well, I don't expect you to feel, and you wouldn't expect to feel like, well, God is really excited now, and I'm excited that the first time I pray for God to just place a love in my heart that I really feel that. Praise the Lord. No, you're not going to feel that. You're going to struggle, and Satan's going to say, what a hypocrite you are. Praying for God to put a love in your heart that you know how you feel about them. Well, sure you do. What you're asking God to do is to remove the spirit of jealousy and replace it with the spirit of love. And what God will do, sometimes you begin to pray that, here's what God's going to do. You just mark this one down. He may send you to that person to do something in their behalf. So get ready. So when you're praying for God, Lord, I just want you to place a love in my heart. God may give you the privilege of doing something for that person, and instead of feeling jealousy toward that person, you find yourself, first of all, you'll find yourself thinking, well, they're not so bad. Maybe my attitude's not been right. Well, you know, the more I think about them, the more I like what's going on in their life. God, I wish you'd do the same thing in my life. And Lord, if you've done it in their life, maybe you'll do it in my life, which brings me to the next thing, which says, refocus your attention from that person and what God's doing in their life to God and what He's doing in your life. Listen, it's not going to do you a bit of good fretting over and being jealous over what God is doing in someone else's life when you can think about what God's doing in your life. And remember, He says, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. So the last thing I would say is memorize that verse and practice it. He says, delight yourself in the Lord. He'll give you the desires of your heart. And so therefore, if I'm willing to confess it, willing to acknowledge that I'm in conflict, don't want to be in conflict, and tell the Lord, Lord, I just want to thank you for what you're doing in their life. I want you to put a love in my heart for them. I'm going to get my attention off of them and what you're doing in their life. I want to put my attention on you, dear God, what you're doing in my life. And Lord, I just want to thank you for what you said. You made a promise. You said, if I delight myself in you, you'll give me the desires of my heart. Well, how foolish I have been, being jealous of this person, what you're doing in their life, when you want to do these things in my life. I don't know everything you want to do in my life, but whatever it is, I'm sure it's good because you're a good God. You know what's going to happen? You are not going to continue to feel jealousy or sense it or experience it. God's going to remove that from your life. Now, here's another big question, the last question. You say, well, but now wait a minute. Suppose I am the object of jealousy. Suppose someone is jealous of me, then what do I do? Well, the best explanation of that is a story told about Michelangelo, who was the world's famous sculptor, painter, poet, and architect, lived in the 15th and 16th centuries. And on one occasion, he was a very famous sculptor in those days, and one of his rival sculptors, who was very jealous of Michelangelo, decided the best way to deal with that was to get him to do something he couldn't do, so he looked like a failure. So he got the Pope to require and to commission Michelangelo, famous for his sculptor, to paint the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel there in Rome. Now that meant he had to lie on his back, of course, and paint. And so naturally, he figured that that would not be a job very well done, and so Michelangelo would lose his credibility and he would lose his fame because he certainly could not paint like he could sculpt them. So what did Michelangelo do? He said yes to the Pope. For 4 long years, Michelangelo painted that famous picture you've seen, these two fingers of man and God touching each other. Well, what happened? That painting is the most famous painting of all time, of all paintings that have ever been done. What did it do? This man's jealousy, God turned into making Michelangelo the greatest artist, the greatest sculptor, greatest architect. And listen, by the way, what was the other man's name? You don't know? I don't know? and who knows? Jealousy never pays off for the one who is jealous. But for Michelangelo, who did not argue, did not try to vindicate himself, did not try to get back, did not take out vengeance, he just did what he was required to do. And what did he do? Because he was being obedient to God, and his focus was upon his heavenly Father. And he was a Christian, Savonarola, a great preacher of his day. He was saved under Savonarola's preaching. And so as a result, he just wanted to be obedient to the church and to God, and he just set about to do what he was required to do. And in that most famous painting of all, he became the most famous of all. And today, we talk about Michelangelo, and we don't talk about the man who is jealous of him. How do you deal with jealousy when you're the object of jealousy? You just ignore that. You just get on doing what God wants you to do. And if you know someone is jealous of you, you just forgive them for that. You don't retaliate. You don't defend yourself. You don't try to explain anything. You keep your mind on what God has called you to do. You do the work that God has called you to do where you are. God will honor you. He will elevate you if you need being elevated. He'll supply your need. He'll express His goodness and love and kindness and generosity and mercy toward you, whatever you need. Don't get sidetracked by someone who is jealous, because jealousy is a destroyer. Obedience is a life giver.
Charles Stanley made it clear that jealousy does not fit the child of God. Though we may not have all we want, remember that God will give us all good things as we trust in Him. Our Lord is not unjust. He always gives us the resources and the grace we need for a productive, joyful life. One of the wisest decisions you can make is to determine in your heart, to set your will, to pay the price, to do whatever is necessary to grow in your spiritual life. To assist you in that goal, InTouch offers a free monthly magazine. The purpose of the InTouch magazine is to point you to a life that is centered around a consistent walk with Jesus Christ. As you read Charles Stanley's articles, you'll be challenged to incorporate God's truth into your everyday relationships and activities. And to enhance your personal time alone with the Lord, there's a daily devotional feature. This valuable resource is yours free. So just ask for the InTouch magazine when you write. Our address is InTouch, in care of Far East Broadcasting Company, MPO Box 88, Seoul, 121707, Korea. Once again, that's InTouch, in care of Far East Broadcasting Company, MPO Box 88, Seoul, 121707, Korea. Or log on to our website for devotionals, topical studies, and an encore presentation of today's radio message on Real Audio. Our internet address is intouch.org. Do you doubt your relationship with God? Do you doubt His love for you? If so, be sure to join In Touch next week. Dr. Stanley helps us anchor ourselves to the Word of God to free us from the struggle with doubt. That's Monday's In Touch broadcast. The teaching of Charles Stanley is touching lives with the Word of God and is a presentation of InTouch Ministries, Atlanta, Georgia, USA.